32nd French work was the opera Don Carlos, one of the leading arias from which Margareta Matzenauer sings on this record. The libretto was written by two French librettists and greatly pleased Verdi, who set to work on his score with enthusiasm. After much delay and unforeseen difficulty, the opera was finally produced in Paris on March 11, 1867. The opera had been written especially for the Paris Exhibition of 1867, and its first performance, surrounded by the brilliancy that only Paris can give such occasions, was a most notable one. Its success, unfortunately, was hardly such as Verdi had hoped for and anticipated, and the piece was somewhat severely criticized by both public and press. The opera received 43 presentations, however, and was subsequently given a superb interpretation in London at Covent Garden. In Italy, Don Carlos made a real success and was enthusiastically acclaimed. It is still popular there to some extent, although much lesser known than most of the great maestro's other works. In America, it has seldom, if ever, been performed. The comparative failure of Don Carlos is easily explained, and the fault can hardly be laid on the composer. The story, taken from Schiller's drama of the same name, which curiously enough has been the basis of several other operas, is dull and uninteresting. It tells of the love of Don Carlos for his stepmother, Elizabeth, wife of Philip II of Spain, and shows the young prince arrested by his father and dying in prison. There are some scenes in Don Carlos that predict the coming greatness of Verdi as shown by his masterpiece Aida, produced 15 years later, and at least one or two arias that are remarkably fine. O Fatal Dower, as sung by Margareta Matzenauer, gives us a vivid demonstration of Verdi's dramatic power even at this early period of his career. Madame Matzenauer is one of the prominent contraltos of the Metropolitan Opera Company of New York City, where she sings leading roles. She is also well known abroad, having sung in many of the European capitals.